Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Sip With Me. I'm your host, Ioana Kekatos.
And I'm your host, Aaron Carlson. We'll release an episode for you every Monday morning, which means you can listen to us during your commute, after work workout, or even enjoy a drink with us during your very own Monday night happy hour.
And who doesn't like to have a little fun on a Monday night? Don't forget to subscribe, review, and share our show.
And be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at sipwithme_ for the latest episode updates, news, and all of our favorite cocktail creations.
This week, we are so excited to be featuring our guest's favorite cocktail, the Passion Fruit Habanero Margarita. For this cocktail, you'll need 3 ounces of habanero-infused tequila, 2 ounces of freshly squeezed orange juice and freshly squeezed lime juice, 2 ounces of simple syrup, 1 ounce passion fruit puree, and lime wedges to garnish. You'll coat the rim of 2 glasses with coarse salt and fill with ice. In a cocktail shaker with ice, combine tequila, orange juice, lime juice, simple syrup, and passion fruit puree. Shake vigorously, then strain into prepared glasses. Serve with fresh lime wedges.
So grab your flavored marg and dip the rim in tajin, and don't forget the side of chips and guac.
Welcome back to another episode in our bridal series. This week we are talking all things accessories, and this week's guest is perfect for just that. Katie, also known as Taylor Tool, makes gorgeous, handmade, modern, and unique veils for every single type of bride. Katie, welcome to Sip With Me.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
This is very exciting. So We were just talking. Ioana and I are in person filming this episode. So we're very excited. Ioana's wedding is coming up in a matter of 50 days away.
Wow, I can't even speak.
We're already nervous for it. We're really excited. And one of the things that we have been really focused on lately is talking about accessories and veils and kind of what the final look is going to be. And really, it's like, I think it's been almost as much fun, if not more fun, than the actual dress, because there's so many options.
That was stressful.
Yeah, and this is a little bit less stressful, to me at least, as your friend.
I have 3 wedding dresses, just for context, so I couldn't choose just one.
Incredible. I love a bride like you.
Yeah. And I have 2 veils as well, which is kind of crazy. I don't know if I'll get to wear both, but I just think it's so fun, and it's like the time in your life where you can really wear as many dresses, as many veils as you want. And really, the accessories are such a big part of that. And I actually found your content on TikTok because I was scrolling through. My entire feed is bridal content, and your veils and the work you do is absolutely amazing. So I'd love for you to kind of start at the beginning. Tell our listeners how you got started with your business and what really inspired you.
Yeah. I have been in the bridal industry only about 2 years now. I originally had an activewear company right out of college.
Oh, wow.
And I've always loved to sew, kind of have been a serial entrepreneur since college. And in 2020, I was working part-time as a bridal stylist at a boutique here in Portland. I really fell in love with bridal and just working with brides one-on-one. At that time, I was also engaged, so I was looking for myself every single day in the store, which I'm sure you can relate to. So everything in my life was bridal, and I really just wanted to find something that was unique to me, and I wasn't really finding that in the stores that I was visiting. So one of my coworkers one day was like, I don't understand why you wouldn't just make your own veil. Like, that just seems like a natural thing to do. And I don't know why I hadn't thought of it either, but I considered making my bridal dress, like my wedding dress, which is absolutely crazy. And I'm so glad I didn't go down that path. Yeah, absolutely not. that day I actually went home and I was like, that sounds really fun. Let me just try to make one and see what comes of it. It wasn't like my dream veil or the one I was going to wear for my wedding, but it was kind of a tester. And I fell in love with the process. Again, I was already loving bridal and working with brides. So I put it on Etsy, didn't really see much happening because I didn't have a store or like a presence or anything. So yeah. Put it there. And then about 30 days later, I got a sale and it was for that one veil. And it was the most exciting thing that's ever happened to me in my business. And then just over the next couple of months, I started getting on TikTok, kind of more for fun. I was like, this is too young of an app for me. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. I was like, I'm never going to go on there and dance, but let me just go and see what's happening. And I found a lot of other business owners, which I really related to. And so I started posting more about the business side of starting a business, being an entrepreneur, the process of packaging and the process of making things. And that seemed to really take off. So one of my first videos actually went pretty viral, which blew my mind because that's not something that can happen on other platforms, mm-hmm. Without the following at least. So that started taking off. And then ever so slowly, Veil started selling more and more. I remember a day in, I think it was June or I don't know, a couple months later, where I got 4 veils sold in one weekend. And that just blew my mind. I could not believe that 4 people wanted one of my veils. So from there, it kind of took off. I hired my first employee about 9 months later. And then since then, it's grown exponentially, and we're a team of 5 now, and wow. We moved out of my basement. Yeah, so it's really exciting. Yeah.
What is the process of if somebody wants one of your veils? Like, what does that process look like in terms of, you know, designing, getting the inspiration, figuring out what somebody wants? And then ultimately, like, delivery of the final product, like, from beginning to end, what does that look like for a customer?
Yeah, so most of my brides, we work with them one-on-one. We don't do anything in person. It's all over messaging and whatnot. But they usually reach out to us, and they either have no clue what they want, or they're just like, I think I kind of want to go in this direction or that direction. And we ask them to send a picture of their dress. That's kind of step number one. If they don't know what they want, we give them a few different options. What are you liking? How do you feel about this style or that style? The different lengths that they can go with. We really like to get an idea of their whole vision for their wedding as well. Are they going to be getting married on the beach or are they going to be in the forest? That really dictates what kind of veil they can have and should have. And from there, we design the veil of their dreams, hopefully. Right now we have a 6-week processing time. So we're creating the veil, we're picking out the right fabrics, the right combs, the embellishments. And then when it's all packaged up and done, we put it in one of our new custom boxes, get it shipped out, and then
wait for pictures.
I love a custom box, right? Yeah, so, and then usually it's within 6 months or so and we get to see their pictures from their big day. So it's a really satisfying and fulfilling project.
Tell me more about the different styles, because I think something from, I bought my veils, I think from the stores I bought my wedding dresses from, and there's like a very small selection of what you can get in store. And you have so many different options for styles, for lengths. I saw you did a video on like a bell inspired veil that was absolutely gorgeous. Share with us a little bit more about the different styles and different embellishments you add to veils.
Yeah, so I think a standard veil is made of tulle or some other kind of bridal fabric, either lace or, you know, net or whatnot. So there's kind of a standard fabric, but from there you can do whatever you want. And I think that's the beauty of accessories and veils is you can really customize it to your dress, your personality, again, your venue, your theme, your aesthetic. So long, short, you can do whatever you want. We've had people ask us for 25 foot long veils.
Wow.
We've had people want something that's just shoulder length. So there's really like a length for everyone. The widths don't really vary all that much, but you could do like single layer, double layer, 4 layers, like literally anything. And that's what's so fun about it.
I just saw your, I think it, again, I know nothing about veils other than like the 2 veils I have for my wedding, but I think you did a pleated veil. That was so unique. And like, I've never seen anything like that, which I think is so amazing because you really, I mean, you go to the store and not to like say that it's bad to, you know, get your veil from a store, but I feel like it's like a sparkly veil, a plain veil and a lace veil. And those are really your three options. And I think I even saw a black veil on your Etsy store, right?
Yeah. I really wanted to step kind of outside of the traditional bridal veil or what some people think bridal veils are. And that's exactly right. It's a lot of lace. Mm-hmm. It's just either long or short. And that's kind of it. You're stuck with that. And I think the majority of bridal stores, at least in the US, have kind of, they're stuck in that area. So I really wanted to push the boundaries. And I think that's what's so great about working online and then working with the brides one-on-one. We get to really decide something that's, you know, maybe there's only one bride out there that wants that particular veil, and it's not going to be sold mass market to everybody in a bridal boutique, so it won't be as appealing. The black veils are really, really fun. I think they're so cool for like kind of the gothic or even just like the alternative bride. Mm-hmm. The pleated veil is by far my favorite veil I have right now. I just got that fabric in, and it's just so soft and so luxurious and really modern and outside of the box for what people think of bridal.
And what are some trends that you're seeing specifically with veils and accessories? I know we've done a couple wedding interviews, and people have so many different stories about trends coming out of the pandemic and kind of that pause on weddings, trends coming out of TikTok, people really kind of reevaluating what they want and, you know, taking that pause and then being like, oh yeah, I do want something that is like more true to me. Like I'm hopefully only doing this once and I really want to figure it out and do something that's special, which is a positive that came out of the pandemic. But what are trends you're seeing and trends that you think are going to be here to stay long term?
Yeah, I feel like you really nailed it with like what's true to you or the bride. That's kind of what I've been noticing. I think the current trends right now are kind of outside of the box, the pearls, the pleats, things that are a little bit different from the norm. But I think what I've been noticing are people going bigger and more maximalist with their accessories and their veils. Kourtney Kardashian just got married, and I don't know if you saw her veil, but yeah. It's so extra. And so I think people are just going to want to do something that's really true to them, and whether that's something really big and bold and personalized or just something really, you know, minimalist to them, that's going to be a big trend this year, creating something unique to them.
I'm interested to know, because you did start your small business during a pandemic, which is it's a really hard thing to do, is to keep a business and then to start one is even harder. Do you have any advice for anyone that's trying to start a small business or in a similar boat or industry as you?
Yeah, my biggest piece of advice would be to just go all in. I think that's kind of opposite from what you might learn in business school or in college or something like that. They really want you to be, you know, prepared and have your business plan and have investors or money or whatever. But if you don't do it, you're never going to get to the place that you want to be. And if you only put in half the amount of effort as while you're doing something else, it's never going to thrive. So I think just giving it your all and just seeing what happens, go from there. That's my biggest piece of advice.
I love it. We need to take that advice.
Do it.
Yeah. It's good life advice.
Yeah.
And so what would you say to a future bride who might be hesitant to do something that is custom, maybe something that, you know, they don't really know what the end product is going to look like? It's not sitting there on a shelf where they can just go and try it on. And they're doing a lot of it online and working with, you know, you and several different people. What do you have to say to them to maybe calm those nerves and convince them ultimately that there's a good chance that in the end with their final product, they're going to be happier and they're going to feel happier ultimately when they're wearing the veil?
Yeah. Oh, that's huge. As you guys both know, you're both engaged, right? Being in that process, you're just a basket of nerves the whole time about everything turning out perfect. Yeah. You really need to trust the vendors that you're hiring, whether that's in the attire or just in the entire wedding itself. Yeah. For me, I've built, I think, a lot of trust on social media because people have been able to see the behind the scenes process. So I'm not just a some company that's ordering a bunch of things from, you know, internationally and then not making myself and then just kind of reselling them. Mm-hmm. I'd like to take the time to actually walk through with the bride again, like doing messages back and forth until we get something really perfect. Also, a lot of brides, they can't try on any of my veils in person. And I know that's so hard to trust the person making it. But going to the boutiques that you do to go try on your wedding dress, they'll allow you to try on veils all day long to see what's going to work with it. And that's going to be really helpful just to know what kind of length. And even if it's not the exact veil that I'm going to make them, it's going to be something similar. So you figure out if you even like a veil or not. There's so many brides these days that don't want to wear a veil, but if you're not willing to even like test it, you might regret that on your big day. And that's so unfortunate.
Interesting.
I thought I wanted a plain veil. I was like dead set on a plain veil. And then my mom, who is the one who chose or found both of my wedding, the two wedding dresses. My third one, I'm still like not certain if I'm going to wear. It's all over the place. But I tried on this beaded lace veil and it has a blusher, like very traditional. I thought I would hate it and I absolutely fell in love. It's a cathedral length. Yes. And that is my veil for the wedding day, for the church at least. So.
Ooh, love that. I think blushers are also going to make a comeback. Yeah. I don't think they have the connotation that they used to have that it's, you know, it's got to be in front of your face. The bride can't, or the groom can't see you, or your partner can't see you. So I think that they're just more of a fashion statement, which mm-hmm. is kind of fun too. So I love that they're making a comeback. I think they're fabulous.
Yes. Everything that's older or
gloves are back in. I love pearls. I have pearls on my nails right now that I had for my bridal shower. I'm obsessed with pearls. Yeah.
Love it. Pearls, gloves, bows.
Bows, yep.
Yes.
I will be wearing a bow tie for sure.
Yes.
Last question for you. Just give us a peek into what you have in store for the rest of 2022.
So I have been 100% focused on veils for the past 2 years. And hopefully by mid-2022, if not the end of 2022 for sure, we're going to be branching out into other accessories. So we're going to be doing hairpins and combs, maybe some belts, possibly Ooh. Some jewelry. So I'm so excited to debut those. They're going to be fun.
I'm going to be a big spender at your shop.
Yes.
I love it.
Well, we end every episode with a round of rapid fire. So we have six questions for you. Are you ready?
Yes. Hit me.
Okay. You wanna take it away?
Your favorite veil style?
Oh, gosh. Pleated.
I love the pleated.
Yeah. Pleated, yeah. Right now. Give me a week. It'll be something different.
Do you have a favorite content creator or another Etsy storefront that you just absolutely love and binge all their content and buy all their products?
Oh my gosh. I think for bridal, she's not necessarily a business or anything, but Ellie Jungle, she's really big in the bridal TikTok world. And I actually made her veil for her wedding. And I think she's
great. Wow.
Love it. Cool.
Okay. Best part of your wedding?
Oh, of my own? Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I think the whole ceremony and saying vows was my favorite part. It just was really special and it was a moment that I'll never forget.
Mm-hmm. That is the part I will be bawling when you
do your vows. Oh, I was a whole mess crying the entire time. My pictures are all with me crying, but you know what? It meant a lot to me. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
Do you have a favorite wedding designer?
Oh, Berta. I love all of Berta's designs. Uh-huh. They're really sexy and sleek. Beyond that, I think Waters is really affordable and fashion forward and great for brides.
Makes me want more dresses.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You can never have too many.
Favorite 2022 wedding trend?
I think I'd have to say pearls. Just because they're so big right now. And pearls are kind of what I think put me on the map. So I'm all about it. It doesn't have to be like a full pearl veil or like, anything else, just pearls in general in a wedding, if they're on your shoes or your gloves or your dress, are so great.
People put them in their hair now. I have them on my nails. Like, you do, yes. You do anything with pearls.
Yep.
All right, last question. We are a cocktail hour themed podcast. So do you have a favorite cocktail or non-alcoholic beverage of choice?
I love a good margarita, but recently I had a passion fruit habanero margarita.
Never had
that. Wow, people are getting really good with the cocktails.
Incredible, yeah, you have to do it. A little tahini or chili salt on the rim, it's perfection.
Ooh. Sounds so good. Going into summer too,
yes, I feel like it's a giant plate of food.
Yes. So refreshing, a little ceviche on the side, yes.
Oh my God. I'm hungry.
I'm hungry too. All right, well, tell folks where they can follow you online on TikTok, Instagram, and where they can shop your store.
Yeah, so we're currently on TikTok and Instagram and Pinterest at Tailored Tool. It's TAILORED and then Tool spelled TULLE. We're going to be opening up our own website pretty soon in the next couple of months. So it'll be tailoredtool.com. But for now, you can find us on Etsy.
Cool. Katie.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is very exciting.
Yeah, this was awesome.
Luck for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. I hope to see your website and hopefully you launch those accessories.
I know.
Can buy all of them. So I love accessories. Very exciting. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I can't wait to see your guys' weddings. I know they're going to be so beautiful.
Thanks for listening to Sip With Me with Ioana and Aaron. If you like our show and want to know more, check out our website, sipwithme.org. There you can find our themed cocktail book as well as other exciting Sip With Me content.
And if you love our podcast, don't forget to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and follow us on social at sipwithme_.
you say you love me